shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We've got several cold mornings in our forecast. I'll show you the wind chill and the actual temperature coming up.
Raleigh City Council will meet later today about approving a new noise ordinance. Coming up, how this could impact nightlife downtown.
And developing news this morning in South Korea, where the country's main opposition party leader was stabbed this morning. What we've learned about the latest attack on a political leader there months ahead of the general election.
Also, someone's waking up a multimillionaire this morning after hitting the Powerball jackpot. We'll tell you where that winning ticket was sold. 4:30 the time right now on our Tuesday morning. Happy New Year to you, and not a bad way if you got that winning ticket
right.
to start the new year, right? I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McGonigal. Thanks for joining us. I mean, I'm jealous.
Well, you know, get in it, you'll win it. It's been a long time since there's been a winner,
so maybe
it's a group of people. Who knows?
You never know. We'll find out.
One ticket.
All right, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner back with us this morning with a live look over Durham. Elizabeth, it is cold out there this morning.
We had a nice chilly start to the new year in place here. We take a live look at Durham. Our skies are clear. It's very quiet out there right now. Of course, the lights are all lit there still in front of the DPAC. 37 degrees right now, so we're above freezing currently in the Triangle, but in other places we're seeing some freezing temperatures. Let's talk about the winds this morning. You know, it was a bit breezy yesterday. It'll be a little breezy this morning. Right now we don't have any wind gusts, but we're seeing steady wind out of the northwest at about 5 to 8 miles per hour in some spots. So there's a bit of a wind chill. For example, it's 35 in Fayetteville, but it feels like 30. It feels like 30 in Clinton and 29 in Southern Pines. Winds are pretty calm in Durham and Raleigh, so it feels like 37, but it feels like 29 in Roxborough and 32 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro. So be prepared. We're going to see this on and off really all week long. Our temperatures will be close to freezing as you're heading out the door this morning. And this afternoon's highs are in the low 50s, which is right about normal. It looks like a fairly quiet week for us, but we get into the weekend and we're watching another potent system. I'll show you what to expect coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, a new noise ordinance within Raleigh city limits could be approved. That would change what noises are considered a nuisance. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from downtown Raleigh with how this will potentially affect the folks who live near places like Glenwood South. Kelsey.
Well, Jeff, this ordinance would be effective citywide, but folks who live in the Glenwood South area would certainly be impacted by this. This particular section of Glenwood Avenue is known for loud music and nightlife. But last month, the council approved a new process for permitting clubs and other nightlife venues. The city says they received over 100 comments, all offering feedback for a noise ordinance. The city attorney's office made some revisions, including adding higher fees, upping penalties by at least $150. Another change was removing the noise ordinance during permitted special events. Now the question becomes, how loud is too loud? The answer, well, it depends. There are different rules based on the time of day and what type of noise is being created. But City Council will meet about this later tonight at 7 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
One person is dead after a deadly shooting near Fayetteville State University. Fayetteville police are searching for the shooter. This happened on Harris Street around 5 o'clock yesterday. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as police investigated. Investigators say it was a shot spotter notification that tipped them off. When they got there, officers were told that someone had been shot. They found the man, David Page Jr., dead in the backyard. We will continue to keep you updated on this case as police search for the shooter.
New this morning, South Korea's main opposition party leader Lee Jae-myung was stabbed in the neck during a visit to the city of Busan today. Officials say Lee was touring the construction site of a new airport and talking to reporters when he was attacked by someone standing in the crowd. He was taken to Seoul National University Hospital, where he will have surgery. Police have a suspect in custody. This attack comes just 3 months before South Korea's general elections. There's been other recent political attacks as well. In 2022, Lee's predecessor in the Democratic Party, Sung Yong-gil, was attacked in the head with a hammer by a man during a campaign event for Lee's presidential bid.
We are working to learn the names of the people involved in a deadly crash on I-95 in Nash County. This happened yesterday around 2:30. We know that two people were hurt and a young man was killed. All three victims are related. We're told it was a single vehicle crash and the driver hit a tree near the town of Dorchess at North Halifax Road.
We've learned more about the motive in the shooting death of a Greensboro police officer, Sergeant Dale Nix. This is a picture of him. According to court papers, an 18-year-old who was stealing beer shot him and then sold the beer to buy drugs. Two others were also involved. People stopped by Greensboro Police Headquarters on New Year's Day to pray and leave flowers, drop off cards for the officer's family.
He cared about this community. And if he, I know, I can feel that he loved his family 10 times more than he loved this community.
All three suspects are in custody this morning. Police tracked them down in Winston-Salem.
Starting today, changes are coming to hospital visitor policies in the Triangle. This comes as more patients in North Carolina hospitals are being treated for flu than COVID. At WakeMed waiting rooms, visitors must be at least 12 years old. At UNC hospitals, visitors must be 11 years old, and masks are strongly recommended. And starting tomorrow, Duke Hospital is limiting visitors to two per patient at a time. Children under 12 are not allowed to visit unless a provider gave them prior approval. A 19-year-old man is facing charges in Charlotte in connection with a New Year's Eve shooting that injured five people. Davion Crawford is facing five felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. The shooting happened during a New Year's Eve celebration. Investigators say he shot into a crowd of people at a park in Uptown just before midnight. All the victims are expected to be okay.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRN Live Center. Following some breaking news coming into a newsroom in the last 15 minutes out of Japan, this is a picture of a Japan Airlines aircraft on fire on the tarmac at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. You can see right there that left side of the aircraft bursting into flames as that aircraft was taxiing down the runway. No word yet on any injuries as a result of the fire. We're working to find out how this fire started as well. Haneda Airport is one of the busiest airports in Japan, as many people are returning from the New Year's holidays. We will continue to track this story and bring you any new developments here in the WRAL Live Center.
Today, Durham leaders will discuss spending more money to address high lead levels in public parks. Families still can't use portions of the parks because of the issues. Talking about East End, East Durham, Walltown, Lyon, and Northgate Parks. City Council wants to revise a contract to pay for more environmental testing. They'll discuss the $97,000 price tag during today's meeting. We'll tell you what they decide.
Also today, Raleigh City Council is expected to approve the purchase of a site that used to be the state DMV headquarters. The site is on New Bern Avenue and will cost the city more than $20 million. Today's meeting may give us insight into how the city plans to redevelop this site. Leaders have not announced final plans for the property, but they're considering affordable housing mixed in with other uses. It gets underway this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Someone in Michigan is waking up a mega millionaire this morning after winning last night's Powerball jackpot. The winning ticket matched all six numbers for the estimated $842 million jackpot. Powerball says this was the fifth largest Powerball jackpot, 10th largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever won. One North Carolina ticket won $50,000 from last night's drawing. So check your ticket, the winning numbers, 12, 21, 42, 44, 49. The Powerball is one. The Power Play multiplier is three.
Well, coming up for us this morning, the investigation into a deadly crash outside of a concert venue in Rochester, New York, continues this morning. What was found in one of the cars involved that has prompted the FBI to offer its help?
Also, a live look at Clinton this morning. Good morning to you. It is going to be a pretty day. You will need to have a jacket with you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the hour-by-hour forecast next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's a quiet morning out there for us. We take a live look here at Sanford, and you can see clear skies. Everything is quiet out there. We're watching the temperatures. The temperature's on the left and the wind chill's on the right. In a few places, it's breezy enough that it feels colder than it really is. Like Southern Pines, it feels like 29, even though the temperature is 32. And Rocky Mountain's 38, but it feels like 32. It feels like 32 in Goldsboro, but not much wind chill. And Roxboro, it's 32. Durham and Raleigh, 37. 33 right now in Clinton. So it's a cold start, and this is what we're going to see really all week long. We're starting off with cold temperatures, but clear skies. It'll be a quiet day today with near normal temperatures this afternoon. But near normal this morning means that we're near freezing. We'll see a high this afternoon around 51.
The FBI is helping investigate a deadly crash outside of a performing arts center in Rochester, New York. Two people were killed and five others were hurt. Authorities say a Ford Expedition slammed into a Mitsubishi Outlander that was leaving the Kodak Center parking lot. It burst into flames just before 1 o'clock Monday morning. The crash happened as hundreds of people were leaving a concert. The force of the collision caused the two SUVs to go through a group of people in the crosswalk and two other cars. Authorities say there were at least a dozen gas cans found in the Ford Expedition, but it is still unclear why.
A 17-year-old high school student in Utah is safe after becoming a victim of what police are calling cyber kidnapping. Kai Zhengyang was a foreign exchange student in China, from China, and his host high school reported him missing Thursday after his parents contacted the school after they got a ransom photo. Now, police found him Sunday in a makeshift campsite in the mountains near Brigham City. He had apparently been told by the cyber kidnappers to isolate himself. According to the FBI, cyber kidnapping is a rising trend. Exchange students are usually the targets, and ransom is demanded from their families. Zhuang's family transferred about $80,000 to bank accounts in China. Duke and several other schools reached a multi-million dollar settlement for working together to limit financial aid to students. Now the school is suing two of its insurers for refusing to pay their share of the settlement money. Duke was among a group of schools who sued for 2 years ago for inflating tuition for students who received financial aid. The school has insurance policies to pay part of the $13 million settlement, but so far the insurers disagree over whether the policies don't cover antitrust settlements.
In California, an investigation is underway after the shooting death of a 10-year-old boy who authorities say was shot and killed by another 10-year-old. The Sacramento Sheriff's Office say Keith K.J. Frierson was shot and killed by another child. Saturday afternoon, authorities say the child who shot KJ was told by his father to grab cigarettes from their car. Instead, they say the boy grabbed his dad's gun, bragging that he had it before taking aim at KJ and pulling the trigger. KJ was found bleeding from his head and neck. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. His family's grief is heart-wrenching.
He didn't deserve this. He still had a whole life to live.
Y'all allowed y'all son to do this to my 10-year-old nephew.
Officials say the gun was reported stolen in 2017. After the shooting, the boy's father, 53-year-old Arkeet Davis, apparently tried to get rid of the firearm by throwing it in the trash. Davis was arrested on possession of a firearm by a felon and child endangerment. He's being held on $500,000 bail. His 10-year-old son was arrested on suspicion of murder and was detained at a youth detention facility.
Turning out of the southern border, where illegal crossings have reached a new record. About 300,000 undocumented migrants crossed the border. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. This comes as more migrants arrive daily in already overwhelmed cities like Chicago, sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The DOJ is threatening to sue Texas if it implements a law that would allow state and local authorities to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Abbott says the Biden administration is refusing to enforce immigration laws.
January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and research shows that late-stage cervical cancer appears to be on the rise. Dr. Robert DiBernardo with Cleveland Clinic says that could be due in part to the pandemic and the change in guidelines for pap smears. Women now only need to get them done every 3 years and in some cases every 5 years. Early stages of cervical cancer don't usually involve symptoms and can be hard to detect, making routine pap smears extremely important. Dr. DiBernardo says cervical cancer is preventable and is often the result of the virus HPV, a sexually transmitted infection. So testing for that is equally as important. The same goes for the HPV vaccine. Both men and women, both between the ages of 11 and 45 years old, are eligible to get that.
We developed a vaccine years ago. There's several on the market that are extremely effective at preventing cancer. In Australia, where uptake of vaccines are high, they're seeing a decrease in the amount of cervix cancer in that country.
And according to the CDC, roughly 13,000 new cases of cervical cancer are diagnosed every year here in the U.S., in addition to 4,000 deaths. Part of the Sam's Branch Greenway in Johnston County will be closed for about 2 weeks starting today. That's because work will be happening nearby with a new Sam's Branch water reclamation facility. Safety measures and barricades will be in place.
We're hustle around the greenways this morning if you're headed out for a little exercise. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're freezing out there, freezing in a lot of places, temperature-wise.
You know, and that's what we're likely to see, you know, for the next month or two. You know, we're really settling into winter now. It's officially here. We're taking a live look at Durham. And, of course, this is right in front of the DBAP. Looking pretty there. They've got to still some of those holiday lights up. 37 is the temperature officially. Our dew point's down to 24. We're likely end up with some patchy frost in spots, especially rural areas this morning. That dew point is on the lower side. And if our temperature were going to drop down closer to the dew point, that frost would be a bit more widespread. Our temperatures will likely hold in the 30s until around 10 a.m. and we'll climb into the 40s. Temperatures will be cool today, but very close to normal. This is a look at our temperature and wind chill. So in some places, it feels a little colder than it is. It feels like freezing in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, while temperatures there are actually in the mid to upper 30s. We don't have any wind chill right now in the Triangle area, but we could see some breezy conditions developing this morning, making it feel a little colder. It does feel like 29 in Southern Pines, 30 in Fayetteville, and it is 33 in Clinton right now. Around town today, looking at 51 in Raleigh and Durham, 53 degrees in Fayetteville. And those temperatures are very close to normal for this time of year. Watching that wind speed, we're looking at some steady winds at about 5 to 10 today, and that can make it feel colder than it really is. And you really notice it when the temperatures are colder. So the colder it is, the worse it tends to feel out there. It was pretty breezy yesterday, not quite as breezy today. The blue shaded areas are where temperatures are below normal. And of course, the yellows and the oranges are above normal. Notice how as we roll it all the way out to Friday and Saturday, we just hold it right there in the blue color contours. We're not looking at temperatures that are way below normal. Our normal low is 32. Tomorrow, we're looking at 29. Thursday, 37. Back to mid-20s on Friday. Saturday, 28. And Sunday, 38. Now, this 28 on Saturday, that 26 on Friday could be a little bit problematic. We're going to be watching that. We have a system that'll roll through and bring us some rain on Saturday. And the big question is anybody in the viewing area going to see a little freezing rain to begin with? We're going to talk more about that in detail coming up. Our normal high is 52. So 51 for today, 55 Wednesday, 50 Thursday, 49 on Friday, and 50 on Saturday. So anything that we saw that was wintry looking precipitation wise is not going to last, but just a quick minute. So this is a look at how things go in January. Our normal low at the beginning of the month is 32, 31, and at the end of the month it's 32, and our high 50, and at the end of the month 52. So we're just going to hold here. We don't see a whole lot of change in January. We do have that potential for a pretty good soaker on Saturday. We'll talk about how much rain we could see and how all that develops coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A Kansas City native has a pretty sweet job that just helped him secure a world record.
I'm pretty sure that I'm the only guy on planet Earth that makes gingerbread houses for a job.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet job. Coming up, we'll show you the gingerbread lane that he's created that is 100% edible.
Plus, NASA was able to capture this incredible photo to ring in the new year. We'll show you more of the sun's solar flares captured on the last day of 2023. That's next.
At least one thing is the same in 2024 as it was in previous years. Taylor Swift is still making Billboard chart history. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
Down,
Taylor Swift's latest record is impressive even for her. She's the first act ever to hold the first four spots on Billboard's top album sales chart at the same time since the chart debuted more than 30 years ago. 1989 Taylor's version leads the way, followed by three previous number ones, Midnight's, Lover, and Speak Now Taylor's version. Two other Swift albums, Folklore and Fearless Taylor's version, are also in the chart's top 10.
Our pitch to the world was that we were going to create a debit card where you'd be able to spend your cryptocurrency in real time.
It's an electronic money.
Something about bitcoins or something.
I was all about CentroTech. I was like, look at this. This makes sense. Just watching something become extremely valuable, it's like a drug.
But it was all a scam. BitCon looks at how CentroTech rode the get-rich-quick frenzy of the Bitcoin boom to millions of dollars before the fraud came crashing down. The documentary is now streaming on Netflix. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A Kansas City native holds the world record now for the largest entirely edible gingerbread village in the world. It's called Gingerbread Lane, and a smaller model of the world record-breaking village is now on display at the City Market in downtown Kansas City. John Lovitch makes gingerbread houses full-time. Gingerbread Lane is only on display in four cities across the U.S. There's this one in Kansas City, but there's also display in Philadelphia, New York, and Houston.
When people are looking at it, they're not worried about anything with, you know, pandemics or economy-based or their kids' report card or what, you know, whatever it is. For the 5 or 10 or 15 minutes that they're standing there looking at my exhibit, they're very happy regardless of what's going on at that particular moment in their life.
Lovett says each year there's a new design for the layout in some of the houses, so each display brings new excitement.
Very cool. All right, well, 2023 ended with a big solar flare from the sun. Check out these images from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. The strong solar flare erupted from the sun Sunday afternoon. The image shows a mix of yellow, orange, brown, and black colors. And then a bright white flash appears on the left side of the photo there. That's the solar flare. Solar flashes are powerful bursts of energy that can impact radio communications, electric power grids, navigation signals, even pose a risk to astronauts.
The death toll is rising in Japan following a massive earthquake there. Coming up in our next half hour, the warning from experts about aftershocks.
And there are new restrictions that will start today at hospitals in our area. WRAL's Laura Levine will join us live to explain officials' hopes the rules will help reduce the spread of illness.